Yeah, Ethan.
So I need to know, has anyone here heard about Moses before? Have you heard that name before? Yes, yeah, some of you? Well, his story's in the Old Testament in the Bible, okay? And he was an Israelite. He was from Israel. But when he was born, the Israelites didn't live in Israel, in their country. They lived in Egypt, okay? They were slaves there. They had to work really, really hard, and they didn't get paid for it. They were really poor. And they weren't having a very nice time. It was a really tough time for them, okay? And Moses was born anyway. And at the time, there was a king in Egypt, Pharaoh, okay? And he was pretty horrible. He wasn't the nicest guy, and he was scared because he liked being powerful and he liked living in the palace, but there were a lot of Israelites, and he was afraid that they were going to get too powerful and that they were going to fight and try and take over. And he thought, oh my goodness, I'm going to lose my palace and all my wealth and all my money. So he decided that he was going to pass a law, and the law said that any Israelite boy who was under 2 years old was going to get killed. Imagine, any little baby boy who was an Israelite was going to get killed by Pharaoh's soldiers because he didn't want there to be too many Israelites. He didn't want them to be too powerful. And Moses was born at that time when the law was passed. And his parents were like, no, what are we going to do? They were horrified. They didn't want their little boy to have to die. But they knew God, and they trusted in God, and they prayed to God, and they had a plan. And they decided to put Moses in a little basket and put him on the river Nile. And that's the huge river that goes through Egypt. And they didn't know what was going to happen to him, but they thought that was better. They thought, we'll take that chance instead of letting him get killed by Pharaoh's men. And so that's what they did. And we're going to see a little clip here about what happened to Moses when he went down that river, okay? And to see how God was looking after him. So hopefully that'll work. And it's from the Prince of Egypt, so some of you might have seen it already.
Hush now, my baby, be still now.
Pharaoh your new baby brother. Moses.
So he went down in the river in that basket, right? And so many things could have happened to him. Did you see all the crocodiles and the hippos and stuff and the boats? He might never have made it. But God was watching over him, okay? And you know where he ended up? Who knows who that lady was, Alex? Do you know? Not his wife, his daughter. Yeah, his daughter. That was Pharaoh's daughter. Imagine. That even though Pharaoh was actually the one who was trying to kill all these baby boys, that God had this amazing plan that he was going to let Moses go down the River Nile. And yet it was Pharaoh's daughter who found him, and she wanted to adopt him. When she found him, and she loved him as if he was her own son, and she took care of him, and she was able to give him a good house, and he was able to grow up. Yeah, he grew up. And isn't it amazing that that was God's plan, that God knew that Moses was going to be found by Pharaoh's daughter and was going to be looked after by her. And that's just like us, and we're going to learn more about that this morning, that God wants to adopt us into his family because he thinks we're all so precious and so special. And he's a plan for everyone. And Paddy and Dillis are going to tell us more about that.
But first of all, we're going to have another couple of worship songs. Is everybody ready to do some dancing and singing? Yeah? Is everybody ready to do some dancing and singing?
Yeah.
Come on, let's join in. Now, who here thinks that... Magic is okay. No, who here thinks that... God wants to adopt just certain kinds of people into his family? Yeah? I want hands up to tell me, okay, what different kind of people are in the world? What differences do people have in the world? Okay, what kind of different people are there in the world? Okay, and I have a little ring here for you if you tell me a good answer for what kind of differences are there in people? Okay, yeah. Different religions, very good. Yes. Just different languages. Some kids speak different languages, yeah. Different skin, different color skin, yeah, absolutely. Anybody else, yeah? Different eyes, yes, different color eyes, yeah, different types of eyes. Anybody else? Got another two here. Any other differences, yeah? Different football teams, they support different... Anybody else, yeah? Different clothes, people wear different clothes, that's right, yeah. Okay, now, here we go, the bag's empty. All right, so, now, I want you to come over to me, and when, I want you to put your ring back in the bag, and I want to say you to say the thing that you said to me when you put the ring back in the bag, okay? So, Precious, will you come up? All right, what was it? Different eyes, yes. Zach. Different football teams, okay, very good. Okay, now, what was yours? Different religions, yeah. Different languages, different skin, different colored skin. And Joanna, yeah. Different color or different types of clothes, yes, that's right. Now, who thinks that their idea was the best and that they're going to get adopted into God's family? Yeah? Who thinks they're the best and their idea is going to, their idea is the best and they're going to get adopted into God's family? Okay? So I'm going to pick out one here to show who God wants to adopt into his family. So there's lots of different people in the world with lots of different things for them. They speak different languages, they have different backgrounds, they wear different clothes, different color eyes, they have different, there's loads. If you think about the whole world, isn't there lots and lots of different people with lots and lots of differences? Do you think God wants to adopt just some of them, or maybe just a certain type? Maybe he just wants to adopt clever people into his family. Do you think that's it? Do you think he just wants to adopt, like, Chelsea football supporters into his family? He does, yeah? Jack thinks so. Do you think he just wants to adopt you if you wear nice clothes? No? Or yeah. Do you think he just wants to adopt you if you're tall? No. I think he wants to adopt everybody. But come here, I'm going to pull out one of these rings that you put in here, and we're going to see who God picked to be adopted into his family. Who picked the yellow one? Was that you? Oh my goodness, look at this. They're all stuck together. My goodness. So that just shows that God wants to adopt absolutely all of us into his family. He has no favorites. In fact, he does. You're his favorite. But we're all his favorite. Okay? Everybody in the world is his favorite. And that's the mystery of God, is that we're all God's favorite. And he wants to adopt us all into his family. Okay? So that's a really good thing for you to remember. God wants to adopt us all into his family. And Dillis is going to come and share with us a little story about a friend of hers, a little furry friend of hers, I think. There you go.
Hi. So yeah, I have a little story this morning about a little guy like this, a little dog who looks a little bit like this fella. Does anybody here have a dog? Do you have a dog, Bethany? Does he have a name?
Yeah. Sar.
Oh, cool name. Anyone else with a dog? Do you have a dog? What's his name?
My cousin has a dog.
Do you know what the name is?
Rex.
Rex is another great name. Well, this little story is about this little fella. Now, this poor little fella, when he was very small, he got separated from his mummy and daddy and he got lost. Poor little fella. But a lovely man, a lovely kind man, found him and brought him to the animal shelter. Maybe some of you got your dogs from the dog pound or the animal shelter, where all the doggies who get lost or are unwanted go to the dog shelter, the animal shelter. And when he arrived, he was very dirty and he was a bit skinny, he was a bit smelly. And all the people who worked in the animal shelter just thought, oh, we have to clean him up. But you know what? They gave him a nickname. They called him, can anybody see the name on his tag? They called him Grubby. So his little nickname was Little Grubby. The poor little fella was called Little Grubby. But they cleaned him up and they started to feed him and he started to look great. And he was put in one of the kennels. And at the animal shelter, the way it works is people who want a new dog or a new cat, they come along and they come to choose or adopt a new dog or a new cat. So little Grubby was there in his little kennel and he was waiting every day for somebody to come and take him. And he was there for a couple of weeks and day by day would go by. Nobody seemed to want him. But one day, a little girl called Jane came along with her mummy and daddy. And the minute she saw little Grubby, she just thought, oh, Mammy, he's for me. He's my little dog. So little Grubby went home with Jane. Now, before she left the animal shelter, the people said, well, little Grubby's great and we all love him. But his name is Little Grubby now. So she was going home in the car and she went, he doesn't look like a little Grubby. We can't call him Little Grubby. He's much better than that. And you know what? She changed his name and she called him. I can turn it around. He's stuck. She called him Chief. Okay? She changed his name to Chief. Okay? And it's a little bit the same when we're adopted into God's family. Everything changes. And he can change our name. Now, I need a little bit of help with this next bit. Maybe Dara and Liam, would you help me? I just need you to hold something for me. Okay? So Liam, if you maybe hold that one, okay? And when you're turning it round, you turn around, you know, so it looks the other way. Yeah, yeah. And you hold this one for me, Dara. Okay? Okay, so you go up there beside Liam. Okay, so sometimes people call us silly names, don't they? And sometimes you might get shouted at and somebody might call you a nobody. And it's not very nice. Sure it isn't. No, it's not nice at all. But you know what? God calls us. Do you want to turn it around, Liam? God says, no, I will make you a somebody when you're adopted into my family. Okay? And sometimes you might get teased in school and somebody might call you an LSAP. It's not very nice either, is it? Nobody likes to be called a sap in good old Dublin. But no, if somebody calls you sap, what, turn it around? The Lord says, no, You are my prince, or my princess if you're a girl, because you are daughters and sons of the king. Do you know that? When you're adopted into God's family, you are daughters and sons of the king. How cool is that? Okay, so everything changes when we're adopted into God's family. So if you haven't decided yet that you're going to be in God's family, well, you decide you're in God's family, if you haven't decided to live for the Lord and be adopted into his family, think about it today. And then you too can be a bit like Chief here. You can have a new name and a new security and a new identity in God. Okay?
Thanks, Liz. Now, okay.
Okay, so I think that word sap went over a few people's heads. When I was in school, that was the slang word, but anyway, there you go. It's not too rude, but anyway, it's not nice, and God says that we're princes and princesses. Okay, so we're going to have an opportunity now. Maybe if you want to get some prayer, and maybe you haven't asked God to be your dad in heaven, or maybe you have and you just want to get somebody to pray with you about that, or maybe somebody slagged you in school. Maybe somebody gave you a hard time in school. And maybe, you know, that's a bit heavy on you. And maybe you want God to ask him to take that heaviness off you. Or maybe, you know, you just want God to really encourage you. And so we're going to have a prayer time now for the kids specifically. And then at the end, maybe if some of the adults want to get prayer, we'll have prayer for the adults as well, okay? But we're going to play a song over, we're going to have the words of the PowerPoint are going to be up here for this song, and it's a song that's called "You Call Me to Be Yours," okay? And God calls us to be His, okay? He made this world for us to enjoy, and He wants us to be in relationship with Him. He wants us to know Him. He wants us to be. He wants us to know Him as our Dad in heaven, okay? So we're going to sing this song, and if you want, okay, Dillis is going to be over here praying with the girls, and maybe Sarah, would you be over here praying with the boys if any of the boys want prayer? And so if anything we've said today maybe strikes a chord with you, maybe you'd like to come up for some prayer, okay? Just a quick prayer, okay? So Therese, when you're ready, maybe we'll all stand up, and during this song we're going to do our collection, okay? So could this small group on duty maybe grab the baskets for the collection, and we're going to sing this song. It's a beautiful song. It's called "You Call Me to Be Yours." Okay? So. Alright. Somebody needs to help Therese with that. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to have the words up in a minute, and when that starts, we'll do the collection, and then the kids come up for some prayer, okay? Yes? You can come up at the start of the song or the middle of the song, okay?
Very loud.
Okay, so let's all sing this together, okay? It says, "I can't see your face, but I know that you are smiling." So let's join in, and if you want prayer, the girls can come over here, and the boys can wait over there, Sarah will be over there in a minute.
You are smiling, I can see your feet, but you lead me wherever I go. I can see your eyes, but you cry. I can't see your home.
wonderful. There you go, John.
So, morning, everybody. Before we have a coffee and tea and everything, I'm just going to run through the notices, and then obviously we want